section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
GFW news, a title change on Backstage Pass, and the Hardy Boys can still deliver. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So GFW will air the NJPW Tokyo show. So they're not going to be their own federation?
Well, they're going to, but this is going to give them some credibility. And just to give a little bit of a background, the January 4th Tokyo Dome show happens every single year on January 4th, which is a little weird because it's not, you know, it's the fourth Sunday of the month. It's always January 4th, whether it's a Saturday, a Wednesday, a Friday, doesn't matter. It is the biggest show of the year in Japan for wrestling. NJPW puts on New Japan Pro Wrestling, and sometimes they've had interpromotional matches. For example, WCW's been there. TNA has been there. NJPW has taken on AJPW, which is a really big deal, and a few other wrestling promotions as well. And the reason that this is a big deal is this is the WrestleMania of Japan. So what that means is we're going to see a Japanese WrestleMania aired here in the States from this Japanese promotion. So I think it's actually a pretty big deal. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm actually kind of disappointed because he made such a big deal about this. And then I said, at one point, if you remember, I said, is he just going to go around and hit like any promotions and certain promotions here and there and just air their like show or like a match or two from there and then talk about it? But instead, they're doing a pay-per-view, but you could already watch this show. That's, you know, there's ways of watching it that you pay for. So all he's doing is basically bringing it to, you know, it's going to be a little bit easier, like people with DirecTV, Dish Network, cable, maybe even fiber, who knows? You know, I guess that's what he was trying to do, but when it's all said and done, if this show busts, they're not going to have any faith. No.
It's a WrestleMania type show. I think that what he's trying to do is he's trying to expand the audience, and one of the ways you can do that is if you say, hey, we want to get some credibility, and so we want to make ourselves more global. I mean, Global Force Wrestling. We're going to go ahead and air one of the biggest shows of the year. And so I think it's actually really smart. And on top of it, too, you know, I'm actually really excited to see this. It's supposed to be airing, I guess, it will air live, which is at midnight my time. It's going to be like 2 o'clock yours in the morning. And but they'll re-air it later in the day at a normal time. I think they were saying like 5 o'clock or so. But either way, I think this will be really cool. And I might get it. I think that this is something that if it has a good enough card, I think AJ Styles is going to be on it. So, you know, there'll be some wrestlers we know and some that we don't. So could be pretty cool. Andy, I wanted to ask you. So Rey Mysterio was backstage at Raw this past Monday. What was going on with that?
I think they were trying to work some deal out because he needs to finish his contract out, because realistically, the WWE has him. He was out for a long time. So they were able to, you know, basically extend his contract so he can't go anywhere. And I think that there was some bad blood with the fact that he aired on a promo that was only shown to the crowd, which, of course, made it on its way to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was something maybe to get back to normal, basically say, hey, your contract is up at this time. We're going to do a 4-5 month program with you, and then you can be on your way. I think that's what they were trying to do. So apparently, the writers were told to come up with ideas for him, to pitch him on how he could come back and do something. I would not be surprised if he somehow is a surprise entrant into the Survivor Series Team Cena. And I think it would be interesting if he was in Team Cena and then turns on Team Cena.
No, Rey Mysterio has never been a heel, really. And he is the ultimate babyface, you know.
But see him. It would actually make people say, whoa, he's a heel now?
I don't think they'd do it. I think that that's far from it. I just wonder, though, what program could you put him in that would be interesting? You know, at this stage in his career, is there really a good program you could put him in? Like, who could he feud with? You know, they had him with Del Rio for the longest time, and Del Rio is no longer there. So what do you do?
I think you could probably do something with Rollins. That would be pretty much it, where he puts Rollins over. I mean, that's all he can do.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that's a tough one. Who does he face? You know, because I would say Cesaro, but they're beating him down big time.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, who? Yeah. You know, there's not many high flyers left. A lot of them are gone. You know, you have Evan Bourne, Airborne, gone. So he's now back to Matt Sydal. Huh, good question. I think the writers are probably stumped on this. They're like, who could we have him wrestle?
The thing. I don't think that there's really any market for him right now, unfortunately. And I totally get it. Yeah, he is an attraction and a lot of people love him. But if you don't have the right person to put him with, then, you know, who cares? And you can't always have that David and Goliath thing because, you know, it doesn't work all the time. So
I think if he was heel, it would be interesting because, like you said, he is the ultimate babyface. But have him come back as a heel and then have him somehow get beat up at Royal Rumble, get booed at, you know, number 30 because it wasn't Daniel Bryan, and then have him lawn darted into the Spanish announcer table.
Yeah, we could do that. But you know who would probably make that call is Vince McMahon, who made his triumphant return on Raw this week. What did you think of him coming back?
I was shocked, but I also wasn't, because he did come back on SmackDown, technically. Even though the crowd didn't realize it, I think SmackDown last week. But yeah, it was interesting. He came back. He was actually in the flesh and blood, came down to the ring, did his whole thing. But he also is playing as a tweener. He's basically saying that, hey, Cena, if they can get control, or the Authority will have control, which is pretty much saying the Authority is going to have control because something's going to happen. There's going to be some swerve.
Yeah, there has to be a swerve for sure.
But it was nice to see Vince come back, though. I mean, you haven't seen him for a while, and then now he's back. But I did like the dig he said about the fact that he bought his competitor, and mm-hmm. He chuckled a little bit about that. So I thought that was funny. And I think that was really more of a knock, saying that if TNA's deal doesn't get done, we can buy their tape library for next to nothing and put up best of, put it on the network. And then we are the top dogs in wrestling entertainment.
Oh, I'm sure that they would love the opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I it is interesting. I almost hate the stipulation because it seems like there's no way that Team Cena can win. It seems like they have to lose because they're not going to strip them of their power. You know, they're not. I just think that'd be a bad move altogether anyway. So the question you have to ask yourself is, who on Team Cena will turn? Because I think that's what it's going to be. I mean, are we going to have Ziggler turn? Ziggler actually might be an interesting play, because if Ziggler turns heel, we might have a more interesting character for him.
Huh. Nah, he's been heel before and the crowd kept cheering him. So even if he was to turn, he'd still be cheered because it's Team Cena.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who else is on Team Cena?
That's just those two right now.
Okay, so you just got those two. There's probably going to be a couple surprises, maybe AJ Styles.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, well, you never know. Maybe, I don't know, Kevin Steen
anyway,
appears.
Actually, you know, somebody who could be on potentially even Team Triple H, although I doubt it, is Cesaro. I got to ask you, I don't know if you read much about it, but I mean, he's been losing tons of matches recently. Is he in the doghouse, do you think? Or, like, what's going on with him?
Let's just put it this way. I keep notes of pretty much every wrestling show. And my quote that I put in for Raw this week was, Cesaro must have pissed someone off. Because no matter how you look at it, he must have. But if you go through, I have another thing, like, from SmackDown I forgot to bring up last week. Was, why is Cesaro getting buried? Probably he's going to get a push soon. Beat him down to rise him up. That's the only thing I can think of. So let's say he was on Team Cena. He's turning. I mean, that's
pretty much obvious. A heel right now anyway. So
yeah, but they could do something where it's a swerve and then now he's on Team Authority, blah, blah, blah. And then that's what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe John Morrison makes his return so he can be on Lucha Underground as well.
Probably not. Although, you know, who is getting a push, Andy, is something that I had actually talked about is Mizdow, it seems, is going to push for the tag titles. And this is something I had mentioned. I thought that they would be perfect in the tag division, and it seems like that's what they're doing. What do you think? I mean, is Mizdow tag champ material?
I put certain things about the Miz and Mizdow stuff that I can't say on the show. But basically, it's awesome. I'm sorry, but Sandow is awesome. Everything that he does on the outside of the ring is hilarious. When for instance, when the Miz goes up for the top rope, he gets on top of the ring steps and then does whatever, which I find hilarious. If he's in a hold, he acts it out on the outside. And the fact that the Uso, when they were playing, when Miz was facing one of the Usos, the other Uso was out there and he was mimicking him, basically taunting him as well. And Mizdow didn't even pay attention to him. He didn't care. Which I still find funny. But yeah.
Well, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but the crowd started to boo the Usos because they attacked Mizdow.
Yeah, that was really weird because I don't think they're pretty much faces until they stop yelling, oh. Like when you finally hear that one kid go, oh. And they're like, Oos, oh. Yay. Boom. I believe at that time, then you turn them heel. And then you turn him face, so then everyone loves him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious, that entire thing. And plus, they did twin magic on him, which I found funny because their face paint, it's on one side is different than the other. You know, whatever. but yeah. So that was that. That's all. That's gold, dude. I'm sorry, but that is completely gold. It's also like what happened with the bunny? He made his return on Raw, but what happened?
Yeah, so we had Adam Rose. He took on R-Truth, and we had the bunny apparently distract him. And I actually kind of like this because Rose is not the character that should be winning every week, and he was. I mean, they were just forcing him down our throats, and I hate that type of stuff. So they've been trying to give him a little bit of an edge, which is actually smart because it makes his character a little more, you know, dynamic and you know, a little more three-dimensional. And so they've been doing that. And in particular, they had R-Truth and Rose kind of have a little bit of a conflict a couple weeks ago. And we had the bunny then in the mix. And so it's somewhat comedic, and at the same time, it actually is a decent storyline. I kind of like the route that they're going down. They're making it so Rose is jealous of the bunny and all the attention he's getting. R-Truth gets a win in the process. This is where the European title would be perfect because then, you know, R-Truth could say, hey, I got a pretty big win. I want to go after the European title. I don't know if he could really do that for, you know, the U.S. title, which we'll talk about here in just a second. But, you know, I guess maybe the IC title, you know, I don't know. But either way, I think Adam Rose and the bunny may have a pay-per-view match in their future.
Oh, geez. I wonder who the bunny's going to end up being. You know, because there's been multiple people that have played it. You know, Zayn, Justin Gabriel, Zack Ryder, they've all played it.
It's got to be a good payoff. Have it be a really bad one. You know, it's got to be a really good one.
It would be funny if it was – it would actually be interesting if it was someone that is a big indie guy, like AJ Styles.
really want AJ Styles in the
you know,
don't
I
you?
I thought about this for a while. Would it be awesome if at WrestleMania they have some match and they need like a three-way tag match or a three-man tag match and they have no one left and they're like, we don't know who it's going to be, and then, you know, let's hypothetically say it's Daniel Bryan and like CM Punk or something like that, and then they're like, we have one more guy who's going to come out and face us, and then you hear basically Styles music from Ring of Honor and indie shows kick on. I think you'd have the crowd, they'd be like, what the, oh my gosh, it's AJ. And then merch sells right away. I think that would be a really cool moment, but yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love me some AJ Styles. He is probably my favorite wrestler, maybe even of all time. I mean, he's
Pele kick. Oh wait.
He is fantastic. With that said, though, it's the E, man. We're not going to see him in there. We're not.
Unfortunately, because I think that he's marketable and they would, especially, okay, hypothetically, if they bought TNA's tape library,
then they might go for.
It would be worth it because then you had the best of AJ Styles after he's been in the WWE for 6 months. And then you have, of course, those matches, all of his. And then you have like 6 months when he, the last 6 months he was in there, or the first 6 months he was in TNA.
Yeah, I mean, if they bought TNA, then I could see AJ Styles being in the E, but you know.
Oh, and then you also have to make sure that they have the match with him versus Hurricane Helms, because you know that was his heat.
I know, your favorite guy of all time.
Yeah, so here's the one thing that I actually have a problem with. So, and it was also genius. They had a title match that was only on Backstage Pass for the WWE Network, and since the network is free and everyone can get it, the element of surprise was landed when they had Sheamus versus Rusev in actually a decent match. I commented that I was surprised that it was decent.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Rusev won the U.S. title, I was kind of disappointed.
Here's why this was a really dumb idea. Not to have Rusev win. Rusev winning the U.S. title, very smart, really helps with this heat. The reason why it was dumb is because I live on the West Coast. Guess what? This match happened while Raw was going on for me. So I immediately found out all the sites were talking about Rusev wins the title. Rusev wins the title. Well, what's the point now? I'm not going to watch the match then. You know, there's no point because I already know what the outcome is. It wasn't anything special to me. And so I think WWE really needs to do something about that. Obviously, they're not going to air live out here on the West Coast. But they can't make it so, hey, you know, watch this on the network, because if you don't, you're going to really miss out. Well, guess what? I'm going to miss out anyway. So I think that a little bit of a sore subject for me, as you can tell.
Well, they need to do something, either air it at the same time as it is on the East Coast as the West Coast, or they just need to make it so you can only access the network at certain times, as in like certain shows will pop up. You know, whatever it is for the East Coast people, it would be the same for you. That's what they're going to be forced to do eventually. Because it does hurt, because you could watch Backstage Pass and then you could watch the pre-show and then the Backstage Pass. And then you're like, well, I'm still, you know, Raw's still going on. You could be snapped in if you have an Xbox One, where you could actually be watching the Backstage Pass while Raw is going on the other window.
Yeah.
So, I think this is kind of a hit and miss. And I also think that they should have promoted this match a little bit more, as in they should have promoted it last week or on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But at that time, we didn't know that the network was going to be free.
We did. We found it on Thursday.
We found it on Thursday, but they taped SmackDown on Tuesday. So that's my thing. Anyways.
Yeah, they could have taped it afterwards. But anyway, let's talk about the biggest news of the week, though, Andy, which was Randy Orton. Obviously, him and Rollins have been having some issues over the past couple of weeks, and it's actually been really good. It's been really great television. They've been doing a fantastic job with it. And these two were having issues. They get into a match. Rollins gets the win, and then afterwards, Orton gets his revenge. What did you think of that? Is this the right route that they're going down?
Well, they're basically saying he's out of control. His merchandise sales are down, so why not make him face?
Yeah.
And then put him back to heel because he's not a good face. So he'll probably be a face until WrestleMania. Then he'll turn on someone and, you know, then the new season starts right afterwards.
Don't get me wrong. I agree. I think that Orton is a better heel than face. I actually think that he's better as a tweener. Just, you know, have him uncontrollable. Have him just be a normal superstar. You know, he doesn't have to be this not everyone has to be WWE black and white. Instead they can be a shade of gray like they used to do back in the day, and that's something that I'd be in favor of. And I actually think that Orton this most recent go around has actually been the most entertaining that I've seen him in the past, you know, 6 years probably.
Well, he is entertaining, I guess. To keep him a tweener, he should have, you know, RKO'd Rollins and then RKO'd like Ambrose or something like that. Just have him do two RKOs to a face and a heel. And he didn't. And I think that's what actually hurt it. Because if he did it, then he's mysterious and he's a heel or is a tweener, but he's not a tweener for the authority. He's his own guy. Like in a roundabout way, how Ambrose is, because technically he's a face, but I still take him as a tweener.
Yeah, he's going to be out filming a movie. And so, you know, we're going to be without him for a little bit. But once he comes back, he's going to get his revenge on Rollins. And I think that that will be a really interesting setup, because right now they're interweaving some storylines and they're actually planning for the future, which is something that, you know, it's WWE, so they typically don't do that.
Yeah, that's true. They're actually doing it the proper way. So, you know, kudos to them. But yeah, so he's filming a movie. He's got stretchered out, of course, as everyone saw. If you have the WWE Network, which is free for the month of November, for the second longest running pay-per-view in WWE history, Survivor Series. Anyway, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands-on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. So, Impact Wrestling this week, the Hardys, they defeated Low-Key and Samoa Joe to become the number one contenders for the tag titles. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was actually a really great match. As we saw here, the Hardys were very much in sync, which they're brothers. They've been tagging for past 20 years, so they know each other, backwards and forwards, which is really good. And so it made for a very entertaining match, and that's the big thing. Joe is still really great, and so is Low-Key, but I think that they worked much better as opponents or in the X division personally.
That is true. I mean, but filler pretty much, because we only have a few more episodes of Impact Wrestling that's left.
Yeah.
So that's how I thought about this match, at least. I mean,
it's part of the tournament, though, you know, so.
Yeah. And it was good, but I was also disappointed at the same time.
What were you disappointed about? The match itself or
the length? I thought they could have gone a lot longer, but they didn't. So that's just my humble opinion on that. And you don't need to have commercial. I'm sorry, but when you do these matches, no commercial breaks. Just let it run the entire time.
You know, that is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. I actually really dislike that they do that. They start the match and they say, oh, but we're going to do a commercial break. There are times where I find myself fast forwarding through the to right after the commercial break and just watching from there. Like, I mean, because it's just almost like I don't have that much time. And if you're going to tell me that this match is going to end here, and that's what I'm going to do. So it's kind of annoying for me.
It is. One thing that I was actually happy about the show, of course, we got to see Bobby Roode. He, of course, the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. He took on MVP, and that's pretty fast. I mean, so he gets a week off, and then he has to start wrestling again, against MVP.
Well, I mean, they've been having a feud for quite a while now. So I totally understand, you know, the logic with this. They have to move him on to a new feud pretty much right away, because Bobby Lashley's not going to be there anymore. So you move him on to a new feud. And in particular, MVP makes sense due to the fact that they've been really kind of grooming it to have MVP was originally supposed to be in the Lashley role.
I don't know. I guess Impact Wrestling this week was just forgettable.
It hasn't been as good as it has in the past. I actually think them taping so far in advance is funny, because it can be really good and it can also be really bad. It can be really great because it's like, oh, hey, this is totally new. I have not read any spoilers about it. Or if I did, it was weeks and weeks ago. But at the same time, I almost feel like they have so much to work with that they do such a poor job of it. It's kind of baffling in a way, really.
Yeah, it is. It's also I wanted to bring up one thing I forgot to bring up last week was Shark Boy. His segments are hilarious. It's money time.
What they're doing with him. Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think it's really funny. He's just apparently he's just getting fat. He's eating lots of really, you know, lots of junk food. But yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Shell. Yeah.
Give me a shell. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up something. Did you watch Lucha Underground this week?
Last week? So turns out my cable provider does not have it.
Okay.
So I thought that It was the Spanish channel, but turns out we didn't have it. So
I'll just tell you what you missed. 100K to the best wrestler. It looks like more of a TV show than wrestling. It has TV show and wrestling, as in they have certain segments that are TV based, and then they have wrestling, and they keep going back and forth. And it's promoter basically going and yelling at Conan, pretty much. Then John Morrison was the main event. I can't remember what they call him, but he wrestled a long match. It took up almost 30 minutes of TV time in total. It ended up being about 20 minutes. But yeah, I miss him in the WWE. He needs to go back. Just need to see John Morrison there. So
yeah.
I just wanted to bring up that. So I'm sorry that you don't get it, but realistically, I think that this is something that we could just do a weekly topic because it's going to be a season based thing. So,
Actually is kind of smart, I think.
Well, like I said, dude, I'd love to have a season or have seasons for wrestlers, as in this wrestler wrestles for 9 months or 10 months out of the year, then they get so many months off, and they you could do it properly. I mean, I just remembered the other day who haven't seen in a long time. Fandango, where's he been?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah. Exactly. No one cares. And the sad part is that he's kind of forgettable. You forgot about him, that he took some time off, but he did some live events, but he's still taking some time off. Okay. Well,
That's smart. Have him come back a little bit later, repackage him, and give him a much better looking attitude and feel to him.
Like Xavier Woods is going to be a singer. At least.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the promo, but I heard that rumor, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthMork86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.